Hello and welcome to another edition of our FootballDiehards.com podcast. I'm Jeff Renetta here with your Wednesday update. We do these three times a week. On Monday, we review the weekend and get you ready for the upcoming week's games. On Wednesday, as in today, we do our waiver wire pickups, some maybe hidden gems out there to get you through your injury or bye week problems. And then towards the end of the week, we do some starts and some sits. So join us each and every week for three times per week. It's our FootballDiehards.com podcast. And he joins us each and every Wednesday to give us a look on some of those names that you need to find. And joining us here on our Wednesday edition, it's Mike Jones. Mike, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Good to be back on, ready to tack this waiver wire for another week and see if we can pull out some more wins for everybody this week.
Most definitely. Let's get started with some quarterbacks. We've had a benching in JT O'Sullivan. We've got injuries once again. We've got guys flying in and out of the lineup. Who are some guys to go after this week?
Well, one person has a nice matchup at least this week is Jamarcus Russell with Oakland. Had a pretty tough go of it last week against Baltimore. But this week he's going to be back at home facing an Atlanta secondary that's allowing 246 yards a game on the road. And they are going to be making a long West Coast trip after playing on the road last week in Philly, which had to be a very physical game. Jamarcus Russell's last home game against the Jets was somewhat of a breakthrough game for him. Had over 200 yards and a touchdown. And so I look for him to have a fairly successful game against Atlanta. If you've got, you know, we were talking about the buys each week, and I know that
yep.
You know, you have to mix your buys with your injury news, too. A lot of people, you know, with Romo and everybody and Palmer on injuries. But this week you got some big names on buys at quarterback with Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers, and even Jake Delhomme to some extent. And with Drew Brees basically leading every one of his teams into, you know, the tops of their standings, I'm sure that those people are having to scramble a little bit to make sure they have a good replacement. Jamarcus Russell should at least put together a fairly decent fantasy week for them. Another interesting matchup, we'll find that Gus Frerotte, if he's available, playing against Houston with the Texans having to stack the box to stop Adrian Peterson. There should be some big plays on the outside. And Sidney Rice will be returning probably this week for the Vikings, getting to be about 100%. And Bernard Berrien is playing, you know, lights out there, too, at almost an all-pro level. So I like for Rod to have a nice game against Houston. And the last name you talked about, JT O'Sullivan getting benched after, you know, Mike Martz assured us he's the next coming of Brett Favre or whatever. I think Mike Singletary is gotten tired of Mike Martz's act, as most 49er fans have and most everybody in the NFL has. You know, I wrote this week that Mike Martz needs to go find a college program to turn around and take his gadget off as he gets quarterbacks killed with him, you know, and it's just a fact. And the thing about Sean Hill is nice. He's a nice game manager. He's got some athleticism. Last year he didn't throw for more than 200 yards in a single game, but he did have a nice 5-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. And he's on bye this week, but he comes back to face an Arizona defense in week 10. And then he also faces the Rams defense twice here in the second half of the season, including, you know, a lot of fantasy league championship games. He'll be in the Edward Jones Dome in week 16. And so Sean Hill is a nice player to stash away. Maybe week 16, your starting quarterback's going to be playing in really bad weather somewhere, and you know you've got Sean Hill with a good matchup against the Rams in a nice, warm, cozy dome.
Quickly, some running backs. Last week I was able to go grab Green Ellis and get a touchdown at least out of him with a couple of guys on my roster on the bye week. Who are some guys this week that we can go look at?
Well, just to touch on Green Ellis a little bit, you know, it was nice to get him the early touchdown, and I think that the Patriots kind of got into a game they didn't really expect where they had to actually come back in that game. They needed to throw the ball a little bit more than they were, you know, thinking of having to do. And obviously, you know, you talked about Kevin Faulk last week, and we had talked about Kevin Faulk the week before, and Kevin Faulk is, an excellent back, especially in PPR leagues, and he had the game-winning touchdown last week. And so, you know, Kevin Faulk is always one of those nice players to have on your roster. It looked like Green Ellis was probably just a player who was on your waiver wire for sure that, you know, that most people could at least make a claim for, and he did okay, you know. He's maybe even going to have another chance to play this week against a very weak Colts rush offense. defense, excuse me. This week, the name that everybody's talking about, the big buzz, who is the big preseason buzz, is Ryan Terrain, the rookie out of Arizona State, who's going to be probably getting a suit up for the first time this year with the Denver Broncos. They'll be facing Miami. Michael Pittman is hobbled. Selvin Young is hobbled. Andre Hall is ineffective after a couple of fumbles in his last game. And, you know, Mike Shanahan was raving about Terrain all preseason, saying that how the fifth-round pick had, you know, first-round talent, comparing him to Terrell Davis. And he looks every bit to be, you know, the next big Bronco back. He's got great size, about 6'1", 215, 220, and had an excellent career at Arizona State before he got an injury that held him out to the end of his career there at Arizona State. But he's going to be coming back from Miami. I think that they would like to have Pittman carry the load as much as possible this week, but then I think they're going to unwrap Terrain going forward with Cleveland and Atlanta coming up next on the schedule. For this week, if you need somebody you know is going to play the whole game, and you know he's had some very tough matchups, Colby Smith going forward here is going to be facing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's going to be at home at least. And with Jamaal Charles out with a high ankle sprain, Larry Johnson is still, you know, in the commissioner's corner with the Duns camp. Colby Smith at least going to play the full game. Should get about 5 catches for PPR leagues. Should be offering about 10 fantasy points. And obviously, LaDainian Tomlinson, Frank Gore, DeAngelo Williams are on bye this week. It's a tough week for a lot of owners with star running backs. And if you've got to plug in Colby Smith, you got to plug him in.
Only have another minute or so. Give us a wide receiver or two that we should go look at.
Well, Sean McDonald, we talked about Mike Fury last week, and he got the big goose egg, and that was a tough one to swallow for a lot of people who picked him up and thought he was going to, you know, be a nice PPR addition. They had started Sean McDonald week 7. He got 0 points. Last week, nice performance, 5 receptions, 68 yards. So they made him the starter for a reason. And so he'll be starting going forward, playing against a Chicago team that's allowing over 300 yards a game at home to in the passing game. Sean McDonald should be good for another fairly decent fantasy game. And lastly, if you really want to take a shot, Javon Walker is facing, again, that same Atlanta team we were talked about. And the last time he played at home with the Raiders, he had 5 catches for 75 yards and his first touchdown. He should be able to exploit an equally young Atlanta secondary. It was last time it was against the Jets. Same type of secondary, young, with a good pass rush. Walker should be able to get something going. And the last thing I want to touch on very quickly, we've talked about Vernon Davis, kind of is he in, is he out? Well, I want to remind people about Vernon Davis. Last year, when Sean Hill became the quarterback for the 49ers, Vernon Davis had 2 touchdowns in the game. He didn't have a touchdown. He had 5 catches for 46 yards. And so take a look at Vernon Davis. You might be getting an uptick with him with Sean Hill becoming the quarterback.
Always always good numbers. And as always here on these podcasts, you can go to some of our written content as well. You can find a lot more updates from Mike. Mike, great job as always, and we'll catch up with you next week as you're trying to help people out.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Mike Jones, great information, and we thank you for listening once again to our FootballDiehards.com podcast. We'll be back with you later this part of the week. We'll get you some starts and some sits. It's your fantasy home right here at FootballDiehards.com.